sorry about that. I had to order my Starbucks here this morning. And, yeah, that's the, you know, like I said, I don't know the source of the Cybertruck videos that I was watching. They didn't seem like they were hating, but they were just kind of like laughing at how horrible it was, you know, at, you know, durability. And so, but that could be a, you know, that could be a hate video disguised as a torture test or something. Who knows? I didn't qualify it at all. I know I wouldn't get one just based on the way they look. I think they look ridiculous, and I wouldn't be caught dead driving one, you know, unless I just wanted to prove, you know, I spent a lot of money on a, you know, an impractical, perhaps impractical, I don't know. I just couldn't see myself in one of those. I like traditional-looking trucks, that's for sure. But, yeah, no, it's about choice, right? And I think electric's great. I really do. I'm a big fan, but... when they were mandating and saying, oh, by 2030, we're going to be completely switched over. No. Stop right there. That's not how you do it. You make a product we want. Like the Tesla. That's a great car, right? Okay, and there's others. And, you know, I want that. If it fits my lifestyle, I'm going to get one. And like you, that's the way it would work for me. If I didn't have a work vehicle and my combustion, you know, vehicle, I would probably have one. It would be absolutely perfect for my wife and I, for our day-to-day grocery getter, for everything, for almost 90% of what we do. And, you know, we'd probably never buy gas. You know, I'm sure we'd never buy gas. And, well, if it was a full electric, of course not. But, but it's got to be your choice, right? And, you know, and the things I am worried about, the things that came up, like they always do, is the cost of putting new batteries in. So then it becomes, do you buy one and own it? What's it going to be worth when it comes time to get rid of it? You got to rebattery it, or what's it going to cost to rebattery it when you get to that point? That's got to be, you got to think about that. That's a factor. And maybe I'm guessing with your, you know, background and all that, you probably put that to paper and thought that out. But that's a concern. And then if everybody was forced to go to it, you know, we don't got the infrastructure for it right now. So that's a thing that has to happen. So those are the things that bother me. It's just, you know, I love electric, and I think I'd love to have one, and I think we're moving in that direction. So definitely not a hater on electric here.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, it's use case, and to your point, 90%, the Cybertruck is ugly as hell, so I agree with you 100% on that. But with this thing, I put a level 2 charger at the office. So I plug in at home, I get to work, I plug it in, and then up at the farm I've got solar, so when we drive to the farm, on full self-driving, I sit and watch YouTube videos the whole time, and the car does everything, changes lanes and does all that shit. It's great, and I'll be honest with you, Sean, this is probably the best car I have ever driven in the snow. It is phenomenal because of the way the car sits, the weight of the batteries down low. This thing just bangs through the snow. It's incredible. So anyway, but yeah, no, it's great. But you know, choices, right? So Weekend Warriors, the truck, and then this thing is the back and forth to Birmingham and groceries and doctor's appointments and blah blah blah. And it's great. The thing, you know, you use your iPhone to start it turn it on. Turn on the climate control. You get in. It's nice and toasty and. It's got cameras all over the place, and it's perfect. It works for us, but, you know, to each your own, and it's nice to have them choices. But, yeah, I'm rolling up in the office here, too, so I suspect you're fairly close as well. So I'll listen out and bid you a good day. Talk soon, WHGIO.